Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Megan Hillier. I'm a professional genealogist and host of Know Your Ancestors. I have been helping people learn how to connect and learn about their ancestors through online courses, this podcast, and my Instagram account. And I'm excited to share with you today three reasons why you should know your ancestors. And the first is to feel connected to something bigger. I think that's kind of an obvious benefit of knowing your ancestors, being aware of who you come from and who they were and what sorts of, you know, who those people were, where they, what countries they came from, what traditions they had, can help us feel connected to our roots, to our lineage, to something bigger than just ourselves. There are so many people in the world today who are feeling alone, who feel like their lives don't matter, who feel like they don't have anyone that cares about them. And I think when we know our ancestors and we see who they were, what trials they endured, what hardships they had to overcome, what things they experienced, what things they accomplished, that can help us understand that, you know, we are from that person, we're from those people, we can make a difference too. We can have our own story, and that we are a part of something bigger. When I was taking classes as I got my degree in family history research, I was learning about some of my ancestors, and I was going through kind of a hard time. We have seven children, and I had my seventh while I was going to school. My husband has always struggled with his health, and he was not able to work very much. Things were tight. Things were hard. He's not able to help much around the house with things. And I was feeling alone. I was feeling like I was unnoticed and that just things were hard. As I was driving to get groceries one day, I have to drive, you know, about half an hour to go into the city to get groceries. And I was kind of scanning my family tree in my mind and thinking, who in my family tree might be feeling like I am right now? And I thought of one of my great-grandmothers. Her husband died when he was 40, so she was around that same age. She still had some children at home. She ended up having to work. She worked as a camp cook in Waterton National Park for many years, and she made ends meet. And her daughter, my grandmother, said that she never felt poor. Like, she always felt like she had enough. And I thought of my great-grandmother, who she never remarried and was alone often, I'm sure, as she lived to well into her 80s, I believe. I felt a connection to her. I felt like she was there on the other side, giving me a little cheer and being like, you can do this, Megan. We're here. I've gone through things that are hard. You can do this too. I feel like when we know our ancestors and we know their stories, we know those hard things that they went through, they can help us through our own trials. We can feel that connection to something bigger. The second reason why I think knowing more about your ancestors is a great idea is that you can understand patterns. There's a lot of talk right now about generational trauma, things that run through families like addiction, abuse, neglect. Some of those things run through families more than others. And I think when we understand those things, we can spot those patterns, and maybe that can help us to feel some a greater understanding, even allowing us to feel grace for some of those ancestors who may have made decisions that were not so great. That when we understand the patterns and maybe the things that they went through, that they had to endure, that maybe led to some of those choices, that can give us a greater understanding of those things. I think we don't inherit only bad things from our ancestors, right? Obviously, a lot of us come from people who had to go through tremendous hardship, and despite that, they were good humans, and they helped others, and they did great things, and They had resilience and grit and determination. And I think a lot of us have those things in us. I have some pioneer ancestors that I know they endured really hard things as they walked across the plains and were persecuted. I have other ancestors who had an entrepreneurial spirit. I have a great-grandfather and a great-great-grandfather that went to the Yukon during the gold rush. You know, they saw opportunity, they saw hope, and they went for it. I think we can inherit those traits too. And when we understand those patterns and those things that have been passed through our family lines, that can give us strength. The third reason to know your ancestors is to challenge limiting beliefs. So it kind of goes along with number two of understanding patterns, but some of us have limiting beliefs around different areas of life. I feel like there's a lot of limiting beliefs around money. And I think that a lot of our ancestors had those limiting beliefs, and probably for good reason. Like maybe they lived in an area where you had to just work super hard to survive. They were farmers or worked as a laborer, and they had to work hard, long days, weekends, you know. And so we might carry that belief that in order to make money, you have to work hard. And maybe that doesn't seem like a limiting belief, but I think that it can be in a way. We feel like it has to be hard. That if we're not, you know, going and going and going and going, we're not doing enough. And we can't find success unless we do that. Maybe we have limiting beliefs around relationships, maybe around love and how we express that. Maybe we have limiting beliefs around parenting, of how we can parent our children and what potential they have and how we need to control them or not control them. And I find that when we have some of those beliefs, maybe we start getting curious about some of those things that we are finding in our lives, some of those hard beliefs that we might have that are limiting our growth. We can explore where that belief might have come from. And I think that when we look at the lives of our close ancestors, I don't think the limiting beliefs of our eighth great-grandparents are really going to affect us too much. Unless those beliefs, you know, go down the line. But I think as we look at those close ancestors, that's why we, in my course, Know Your Ancestor, we look at our close ancestors, like a great-grandparent or great-great-grandparent, because those are the ones that their experience is going to affect us more than further back ancestors. When we look at maybe some of their experiences that might have created some of those beliefs, maybe we have an ancestor that lived during a world war. Maybe they had rations and they had to, you know, save and scrimp, and everything that was given to them, they held on to. And maybe we're finding ourselves that our house is overrun with stuff and we have such a hard time letting go. Maybe some of those limiting beliefs are from that great-grandparent that lived during the war and they had to hold on to everything to survive because they didn't have very much. And I think that as we look at some of those limiting beliefs and challenge them and expose them as we learn about our ancestors, that can allow us to live a more full life and to live to our potential, as dumb as that sounds. But I think that when we challenge those limiting beliefs, that we can become who we're meant to become. So those are three reasons to know your ancestors. Number one is that we can feel connected to something bigger than ourselves. Number two is to understand patterns. And then number three is to challenge limiting beliefs. And I think that this is kind of a different take on genealogy and knowing about our ancestors, but there is a lot of people right now wanting to heal, recognizing the things that are holding them back and wanting to change and wanting to be that change in their family. And I think that when we actually look at the tangible stories of our ancestors, that we can greater have a greater ability to heal and a greater ability to understand who they were and what specific challenges and beliefs that we might be struggling with. This is something that we really dive into and cover in my course, Know Your Ancestor. I'm going to be opening it up hopefully soon, but I'm not sure on the date yet. So if you are interested in taking that course, you can sign up on the wait list and you will be the first to know when that opens up. Spots will be limited for the live course. So if you want to join that, make sure you get on the wait list. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope that this has sparked some curiosity in you, that you will want to learn more about your ancestors, more than just, you know, their names and dates and where they lived, but look at what experiences they had and how that might have affected them and how that in turn might be affecting you. So thanks so much for listening today, and we will see you next week.